Because you couldn't stop saying nigger.
Oh, that was you, dude.
What? What are you talking about?
Am I banned, man? Oh, no, I'm back. I'm back. I'm back.
Nigger, nigger, nigger,
oh,
nigger.
Oh, come
nigger,
on, man. Don't do that. You can't do that, dude. And how are you going to get in the rap game if you say that shit?
Oh, that's easy, dude.
What?
I already did. Ah!
That is true. You did get your card from those dudes in Philly.
No, you don't say nigger, dude. I'm fucking with you, Niall.
I don't say it.
It's all intention, my friend. I can call you a nigger all day. What the fuck does that mean? It's all context.
By the way, guys, this stream is an act of improv. It's
exactly.
This ain't our real self, but it is really though. Contrary to
popular. Are you seriously packing a crack pipe right now?
I'm packing a weed.
Oh, okay.
It's just a weed, dude. It's not a big deal. I don't even smoke that much. Just when I'm streaming something.
And you wonder why you're getting banned.
You're allowed to. You're actually allowed to. The stream is still going. Wait, I've got to tell them to refresh because we lost half of our population there. Refresh. Wait, hold up. I don't know why I cut off, though. I think it was my ass crack.
No, nobody's fucking... There's not a drone going over your ass crack. Nobody can... Your net connection just probably skipped for a second, man. Fucking relax. Nobody gives a shit. Let's start a new conversation. How does that sound? Let's start a new conversation.
Yo, you still into ghosts?
Of course I am, man.
Any recent ghost activities?
No.
No recent ones?
No.
What was that podcast idea you had where you talked to ghosts?
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that again because you fucking made fun of me and you said bad idea. I remember that.
No, I didn't.
Dude. Yes, you did.
No, I was playing along.
No. You hands down told me it was a bad idea and I shouldn't do it. And everybody in this fucking room could verify that.
Well,
so I'm not going to do it.
Maybe because there's no such thing as ghosts.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. You just fucking admitted that you you just fucking lied to my face and you're supposed to be my fucking friend.
Dude, I'm being real with you here, dude. What, do you want me to say, yeah, man, that'll work?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I have good ideas.
That's what a fake friend
Every
would
time
do.
You have a good idea, I say, yeah, man, that'll work.
Yeah, but you're being fake.
Tell me when I'm wrong.
No, because when I showed you my cat litter design, my cat litter box design, and you said it was a good idea. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember that. You had a little drawing, and you pulled the sheet out. Oh, Shad's in here now.
Oh, hey, what's up, Shad?
You better sober up.
I'm not drunk.
No, you better sober up because Shad is one of my best friends in the world, and I don't want him to see you in this state, Niall, because you have been completely wrong for the last at least 5 minutes, and it's pissing me off. And you know what? You're disrespecting me and my friends.
Wrong
including
about...
Including yourself. You are somehow disrespecting your own self.
I always disrespect myself.
Hold on just a second. I have to check my text messages.
Shad wants to come on. I would love to have Shad on.
Can you do like a three spot?
Can we do a three spot? Shad, can you set that up?
No, I mean, can you actually do a three spot?
You can. You can definitely do one. I just don't know how to set it up.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Well, you fucking invited me to this. So I fucking might as well.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Dude. Yeah, dude. Shad's one of the most... He's also a real one, dude. He'll tell you what he thinks. You know what we were talking about earlier?
Oh, man, he's going to fucking roast my ass. I know that. God damn it.
Well, we could do it another time.
Yeah, I probably fucking deserve that.
Yeah, but maybe if you don't want to do it in public.
No, I'm waiting for it. I'll take it. I'm good.
Okay, well, you know. All right, guys.
I'm a man. I'll take it.
Yeah, but dude... If he does do that, I'm not saying he will. He probably won't. But if he does, I'm going to remain neutral.
Well, man, I'm going to fucking peace, man. Shut up. No, I'm checking my thingies.
I'm going to be Switzerland in this one. Not Shad.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold up. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I need a charger for my shit.
All right. He's running out the door now, getting in an Uber. Fucking to the airport. That guy's out of the country. Stamper TV right there.
Shad, please join the call, please.
Do it. Marshall shatters. Yeah, we are using Discord. Can you just add? She's. I actually don't know. I never really set up calls. Invite to server. All I have is call, close DM, but call will kick me out of this call. So I got call, profile, close DM, invite to server, show on game tab, remove friend, and block. Click that person's icon with an. Okay, wait, hold on. Icon. Wait. This is my shit, right? Okay, wait, no, I can't show shit. Wait, hold on. Oh, man. I don't know how to do it. Add friend to DM. Add friend to DM. Close DM. I don't have add friend to DM.
Thank fucking God. God.
Oh, I got it.
All right, back. Anyways.
Okay, wait. I might have to start a new call, but this is how to do it. This will work.
Wait, for me or for who?
I might have to start a new call for, like, so Shad will come in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So fine. Just give it a second. Okay. This is starting.
Check, check. 1, 2.
Hey, yo. What up, my dude? Oh, Shad's here too. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Niall and Stamper.
Shad!
Stamper.
It's so good to hear your voice again, my friend. It's been a fucking million years.
Stamper, first of all, I just gotta say.
Sorry.
I gotta say, like, this guy, Stamper right here, he's good at anything. Like, he's a funny guy, he can do art, he can do music, animation, you name it. But this motherfucker right here, he what are you doing on Twitter and shit? Like, what you the fuck about, are you doing?
You talking about Niall?
No, you! You!
Well, how do you mean? Give me two instances.
Okay, like I give you like five, and every single instance isn't like a singular instance. There are five separate Twitter accounts that you have to keep making new ones because you get fucking booted.
No, that's not true. That's not true at all. That's fucked up. That's not true. That is fucking happenstance, and you know it, my friend. Don't fuck me like that.
Sam,
I don't even know what happenstance means. Okay, go. Go.
First of all,
I will. Okay, no, stop.
You go.
No, I won't go. You, okay? Give me your problems one at a time, and I'll tell you why and how.
My problems are, for example, is that you lose like a large portion of your audience by losing your Twitter, for example.
No, I do not. Next question.
Okay, I would say that is a form of denial.
No, I do not.
Okay, can I interject just for a second?
Yeah.
I think the people who follow all of Stamper's new accounts are the only people I think Stamper actually cares about.
I see.
Hey, Shad. Okay. Let me give you some mathematical figures here, right? So let's say you have 1 million followers on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Okay. So let's say you have like 1 million followers on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
So you gotta think of it like this. Like 69% of those fucking people, they see your shit on another website or on YouTube or something like that, and it's like, hey, follow me on Twitter. They come to follow you on Twitter, they sign up, they look at you one time, and then they go away. Think about it like this. How come every time you're on Twitter, you have like 1 million followers, and every time you post something, you only get 100 remarks? On anything you ever do. Where's the rest of your 1 million fans? You know what? You got to think about the people who are dead, the people who don't use Twitter anymore, the people who use Twitter for like 3 seconds. You know what? Getting banned right now for anybody would be beneficial because it weeds out the people who don't exist anymore. Half these accounts are fucking dead. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong, and I will kiss you on the penis tip right now.
I completely disagree.
That's horse shit. And furthermore, why the fuck Do you care? No, I'm sorry. I care
because, you know, I kind of, it just kind of seems like from an outsider's perspective, like a lot of people ask me, it's like, what happened to Stamper? Is Stamper dead? Like, is Stamper going crazy? Would Stamper even still make anything? A lot of people ask me that. Like, I don't even know what to tell them. It's like, I don't know if Stamper still makes anything. I truthfully don't know because all I fucking see is tweets. Ridiculous tweets about, like, fucking babies and stuff sometimes. Ridiculous tweets. Like, actually, you know, don't get me wrong. I know what it's like to be in, like, that mindset of wanting to make edgy jokes and kind of, like, that teenage mindset where you
want to piss off the world. I see
what you're doing sometimes, and I'm like, you're better than that. He's better than that.
You don't see what I'm doing at all, man.
Okay, maybe you have some kind of Stamper plan there. I don't know. But, you know, where's the content? Like, let's say I wouldn't know you, right? Let's say I'm just a Stamper fan, and I just follow Stamper because I like Stamper's content. I'd be kind of pissed off right about now. I'd be like, where the fuck is my content?
Really?
Where the fuck is... Yeah. I would be like, where is it? Like, what is this guy doing? What is this guy making? Like, if I were, like, supporting Stamper financially or something, I'd be... What the hell is this man?
Oh, that was a sneaky trick, my friend, because you don't support me financially, man. That's what I was saying
if I were.
So
if you were, quote unquote. No, I don't have a Patreon. I don't have any of that shit.
Well, I don't have a Patreon either, by the way. I got rid of mine. I don't have one.
Did you, Shad?
Yeah, nice trick. Nice.
No,
trick.
Dude. No,
I make my own fucking money.
Shad,
you know what?
Shad, that's actually very. Like a respectable thing to do is just to delete your Patreon, but I'm also going to defend Stamper here. Is like if I was a Stamper fan, all of I feel like a lot of his tweets are the content because you get a lot of updates from him.
Isn't that wrong that every now and again I make people laugh on Twitter? I mean, come on, man.
You still make me laugh. Don't get me wrong. You still make me laugh on occasion on Twitter because of how ridiculous it is, but. You just gotta, like, what would you tell a person? Anybody here to chat or something who follows Stamper, what would you tell them, like, if they ask you, what are you making? Like, would you tell them something's on the way, or would you just tell them nothing?
I don't owe them fucking anything,
yeah.
Man.
It's true. You don't owe them anything.
What are you talking? I don't owe them fucking anything, man. If they want to chill, then they can fucking chill.
That's fair. Maybe, yeah, then that's fair. If that's your outlook, yeah.
If you want to look at my fucking lifestyle, just look at my fucking sick-ass John Wick suit, homie.
You're wearing a John Wick suit.
Right now, as we speak, there's doo-doo in my pants, but...
Remember... A lot of people here, including Mick, for example, they're worried about you. They're like, what the fuck?
Oh, here we fucking go. All right. Continue, please.
Yeah, they're kind of worried about you. And I hope you haven't, given up or anything. You know what I mean?
No, I have not given up.
I'm glad to hear that.
So I'm glad to hear you guys are doing well, and I'm also glad to hear that I'm making more money than both of you guys combined as we speak.
I highly doubt that. No offense. Are you joking?
You know what?
I can guarantee that both of you, but the money that both of you guys make combined is probably more than I'll ever make in my life.
Stamper, let me just say this. I don't shine shoes anymore, okay?
Hey, that's my boy right there. No, Shad's
a great dude. But Stamper, Shad was Shad.
Hey, Niall.
No, Stamper. Shad.
That was a slight.
What boy, was? Dude. I didn't say shit. I didn't say shit, dude. Yeah.
Now fuck you, dude. I heard that.
I didn't.
Fuck you.
I didn't say fucking shit, dude. All I was saying was what you said earlier about a real friend giving you criticism if they're worried about you if they say shit. That's what Shad's doing. Like that's why Shad is a good dude. He's real with you.
What? You want to be real right now?
Yeah. Always.
Delete that dumbass picture of fucking Spock that you just drew.
Why?
And draw a picture of Shad while me and Shad are talking.
Okay. Okay, you and Shad, you guys can.
It has to be from your memory though.
Of Shad, like I can't draw his face. He doesn't want his face out there though. It won't look anything like him because I'm not a very skilled artist.
That is such a bullshit excuse. Take that shit, delete it, and draw Chad's face from your memory.
Don't draw my face.
It won't look like you. It's from memory. Like, I can guarantee you, Chad, it will not look like you. But I won't do it if you don't want me to.
Anyway, Chad, so I'm sorry about that. That's a friend of mine. I think you met him a long time ago.
Niall and me, we hung out when he used to live around here. He still lives around here. I'll see you in October now, right? Like, I see you at the end of the month.
I'll see you then, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
that should be interesting too.
But Snapper, like I'm just saying, like
don't ever pull that fucking "we're worried about you" shit ever again on me, because that shit
makes me sick in my stomach. I didn't even
know. No, just don't ever do that again. I'm not even joking, man. Don't ever do that shit again, because I'm good, boy. I'm good.
You happy up? You happy there? You still living in that house that we like moved the shit in?
Yeah, I'm not really happy here, but I'm good though. I'm mentally good.
What really is happy? Yeah, like, nobody's really all that happy. I know what you mean. But like, if you're good, you're good.
Are you happy up there?
You know, yeah, things are cool up here. I mean, I guess like sometimes, you know.
See, see, I saw that. You're not happy.
No, so, yeah, some things bother me. Some things fucking bother me. Like, I gotta be honest. I gotta be real.
Goddamn fucking weather. The goddamn fucking.
Not where I live. It's just some things like the things I make online, like, you know, like I feel sometimes kind of like,
you know, truthfully,
my environment bothers me.
Not between me and you, since we're in a fucking stream right now, but I read that you did like a two-part thing on Twitter where you were like, you were talking about like the artist and so forth, and you did like two kind of like paragraphs. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I very rarely do
that. You insanely rarely do that. And I was like, you know what? He's fucking right. And that's a good idea.
People, I hate, like, this is one of the things I honestly started to hate. And you used to enjoy that, but now I just started to hate it.
And you know what?
That
truthfully,
people think I'm a real psychopath. I hate that. Dude,
and truthfully, you know,
so not true.
Completely honest with you, man. It's like, and I'm not trying to play like a white knight over here, but I am so sick to my gut. Like, I've defended you like 948 times. Like, he is not like that. He's just the dude. He's just over there drawing shit. Like, you don't get it. But you know what it does, though, is it weeds people out. And it's like, oh, yeah, you motherfuckers don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And you other motherfuckers really don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So they see you on this shit. And here's another thing, too. It's like, I'm sitting over here. Yeah, I'm going to keep talking while Niall is drawing. That's a horrible drawing. And but no, here's another thing, though. It's like, I can't even, because that's what a target audience is like. Like, so I can't be like, hey, so I talked to this blonde dude at the store today. And then it's like 958 people like, oh, you were talking to Chris again? Oh, Chris O'Neill. So, hey, Oni, check this out. I can't even talk about fried rice without people going like, oh, Rice Pirate Mick.
I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
Just because this is in your life doesn't mean this is life now. I mean, Shad, like, be honest, Shad. Like, how long has it been since the last time we talked in person and gave each other kisses on the mouth? It's been like fucking 2 years.
I remember last time I saw you was when we were at your place and we're down with Mick, and I think Megan was there too.
Oh, you know what? No, I came up to your crib like once, I think.
Oh yeah, you came up once and we were hanging out with Zach and you were like—
Well, we were only there for like a minute. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But then we spent years together, man. I mean, come on.
Yeah, we've lived together for 4 years. 4 years.
But let me tell you something. You are the most
4 years.
Worthless. You're the most worthless, horrible human being ever, and I never want to see any of your work ever again.
I think we have one thing in common, that we're both very antisocial.
I disagree there.
Are you saying you're a social person?
I would not say that I'm a social person. I would say that my personality type is not necessarily antisocial, but my personality type is more so, I would say I see the promise in other people and I try to do what I can for other people, but I don't want to talk to these people. But then sometimes these people become my friends. Like, Truthfully, Shad, I would.
I know what you mean there, dude.
I know, right? I mean, right. So, truthfully, I would consider Shad. I would consider Shad to be one of my best friends ever that I've ever had in my life. He might not agree, but whatever. That's fine. Niall, I would consider Niall to be one of my best friends too.
Dang. Thanks, man.
And then I got like four others, and that's about it. I don't know why Shad's here now.
Shad's... I came here because I sometimes check in on Niall when he streams. Like, I sometimes see him on in the night, and I'm up in the night, and I check in on him.
Shad, you're one of the only other streams I ever watch. I watch yours sometimes, like, quite a bit nowadays.
Bitch, I watch yours in secret to watch all the shit you're fucking up on and all the dumbass music you play and all the shitty ass fucking music taste you have.
Look.
Bo. No.
Yeah, but I haven't fucking up a lot. I'm gonna admit that, and I really gotta learn not to fuck up as much. But.
Shad, yeah, you're really good. You're good at being able to adapt, doing that stuff.
No.
He is, dude.
You see, you're all wrong with all that. See, the reason that Shad is one of my best friends ever on the face of the planet is because you can walk up to Shad and you look him directly in the eyeballs and you say, "How do you feel about this?" And he will tell you how he feels about this. Now, when he comes in on a fucking stream, it's chaotic. But in person, you say, "Yo, you." For example, like you go in the kitchen, you cook a bowl of food, and you say, "Shad, tell me what you think about this." And he'd be like, "I don't really like it. It's a little too salty." And you say, "Thank you, Shad." That's what Shad is. It's like, thank you.
You wanna get into some real fucking dirty shit?
Oh wait, hold on. Only if is it like career? Okay, go. Yeah, just go. Stop. Do I have to be like super honest?
Because I don't know.
Do I have to be super honest?
Be super honest. Do it. Honest? Yeah.
Shut up, Niall. Do I have to be super honest, Shad?
You can be as honest as you like, but stream, I just felt like there might be a few things that I should address, and I never felt like I could bring up to you.
Okay. Because
I have a bit of a timid nature. I always had a bit of a timid nature when it came to you.
Okay, wait, okay. Let me correct myself. I'll tell you what. As always, my friend, I'll be as honest with you as you will be as honest with me.
All right, like listen to this. You remember the first place we lived together, that very first place?
The White House.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you sometimes think that, like, the thing that ruined it wasn't Chris, it wasn't Zach. The thing that ruined it was there all along. It was Joy,
yeah.
She's one of the most horrible people I've ever met. Do you remember? And I don't mean this in a funny way. I legitimately think she's a horrible person, one of the most horrible girls I've ever met. And do you remember when we got to the new place and we were like, you know what? No, the rule is no Joy.
Stop. Hold on. Stop. So for the stream, Joy is one of my ex-girlfriends, and she was a treat. I'll just put it that way. But yeah, I fucked
up. It was a delight.
Look, I fucked up. But you know what? This is a good opportunity to tell people, when you're living with your boys, never let the Joys move in. No, when you're living with your friends, man, a dude and his girlfriend lives in the same house with other roommates, man, boy, that shit is going to end very poorly. But you're right.
You know what's the most fucked up part?
Chad, I got to give it to you, though. Before you say anything else, I got to give it to you, though, Chad. You always had a smile on your face. And you
I did.
Never,
I
had anything bad to say. So, you know what? I got to give you
a respectful... for you. Out of respect for you, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to hold my tongue.
Yeah, I know. And then you know what? And I gave you that John Wick handshake, and I was like, listen, man, it's going to be over with soon.
Killing the John Wick references tonight, dude.
No, look, I said that once.
I want the chat to hear this. I want the chat to form an opinion on this.
Hey, you know, but at the same time, man, don't shit on somebody just because you didn't get along with them. She didn't get our whole vibe, but don't shit on people.
I'm still being too nice to her, I think, than she deserves.
Yeah, but, yeah, she was kind of a fucking cunt. But anyways,
being someone's girlfriend, whatever, like love, I don't care. Like, together sometimes, like people can like each other and be girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever. Like you were. But the most fucked up part is that you weren't even you weren't even together anymore. She was fucking other guys, then you still said, "Come move in with us for almost zero rent, like almost paying almost nothing." And then she starts fucking guys in our new house, and then she brings her brother in our new house, and then she starts to ruin the new house,
You put it like fucking that way, man. I mean, come on, man.
That's
like,
fucked up.
Yeah, well, it's not. I mean, don't give it to me, man. I mean, like, I was trying. Chet, you have to believe me, man. I was trying my best, man. I was trying my best.
I know that. I know. I fully believe you. You only had good intentions. I fully believe you. But sometimes those good intentions turn you into a bitter person.
And you know what? And now I'm a cruel motherfucker now, man. Because
that's good. That's good. You know, especially to women, you got to be a cruel motherfucker.
It's not good. It's not good. You have to
Not like a sexism thing, but like don't give him any lenience. Sorry, carry on.
Oh no, that's very true. That's a very true point, my friend. And you're right, man. When you put it in fucking perspective like that, man, that was fucking pathetic, wasn't it? God damn it.
That's the thing.
You know what? And the only thing I was trying to do was to just give somebody a goddamn room.
Yeah.
That's all I was trying to fucking.
That's
do.
Was
that so fucking bad?
Because intent is like, it probably is the main thing that like you should judge on. And I think Stamper's intention was to be good and be like nice because she didn't have a place, but she did take advantage of you, Stamper, and you kind of let her a little bit. But
you know, it's like giving like Hitler a room or something. When you know he's gonna fuck up, you're still gonna give him a room. And you know he's gonna fuck you. There's like a difference between being nice and being stupid. There's a difference.
Well, I really do think Stamper was being a nice guy.
I do think so too, but it was stupid in that case to be so nice.
Depending on whether or not you like Joy, and I think
maybe he still had a soft spot for her.
Yeah.
And at this point, like, I really think that.
Hey, Chad.
Like, yeah.
How do I do a thingamajiggy on the? Oh, hold on. Do you? Is your phone number still the same?
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, damn. That's hot, dude. Check this out. Wait, hold on. All right, I'll send you that first. But anyways.
By the way, from now on, if we talk shit, got to change the names, I think.
Okay. No, I think that she is a person who has zero relevancy in anything, and she has nothing on me. So I don't care. You want to take me down, you're going to have to make shit up.
No, Shad, I completely agree with that. You are
okay. I completely agree with that. Change the subject real quick.
All right. Change the subject. Anyway, I just felt like I needed to see that because I never had the chance to.
Well, you do.
No,
it's out there.
No, I mean, you're not wrong. Yeah. Hey, Chad. Send that.
Now we can all be friends again. Not that we weren't friends before, but.
That's true, though. What was the original conversation that we're having?
That fucking took a turn. I don't know. What was it? Something about
You know what? Nah, why don't you start a fucking conversation, dick?
Actually, let's go back to that ghost thing. What is this here about ghosts?
What? Oh, the ghost podcast?
Yeah, what is up with that? A Stamper believes in ghosts?
No, this ain't a Stamper roast, dude. We can't.
No, I'm legitimately curious. Like,
it was just a funny joke idea we had on a stream before. We're just fucking around and we just improvised our fake podcast.
it was a lot of fun.
That was fun. I got like I just remember that was kind of a bad time. I was getting drunk a lot. I shouldn't have done that.
All right, Snapper. I see what you're sending me here. And you know what? It's actually not my business. And
what's going on?
Nothing, man. We're talking. We're just talking, man.
I just say we drop. But you know what? It's bygones be bygones. I'm sure.
Bygones.
I'm sure you're a much smarter person now.
Incredibly, yes.
Wiser.
Oh man, I thought that was going to be more fun than it actually was. Can we all go and have a big old hug?
You know, now I'm not trying to like be funny or be entertaining. I just felt like I wanted.
No, man, that and you're the kind of like dude. We knew you were gonna do it when we called. We both said it.
Wait a second, that's fucked up. You knew that when Shad came on the call, he was gonna like fuck somebody up. I mean, that's not fair.
Bitch, you knew. You knew. You knew. You said. Shad's gonna fuck me up. I gotta go. You said something like that.
Well, yeah, I know he's gonna fuck. No, because
you knew.
I figured Shad was gonna fuck me up because I haven't talked to him very much in the last few years, and I do this thing where I hypothesize like what people are thinking about me constantly, all the time, and I always think that like other people are hating me because of the shit I did, and I was like, oh fuck,
not at all. Look. There's obviously issues people have and stuff, but I remember a long ass time ago when we lived together, you told me that like you know a lot of people that you sometimes don't talk to for years, and that's just the way you are. And I just accept that. I'm the same way.
I'm the same way too.
Yeah.
Like Shad, you know, if we didn't talk in 2 years and we met each other, we would be equally as cordial. Yeah. Like, and we would actually genuinely like seeing each other. I would imagine. Like, but
hey,
even
stop. Ask the chat. This question: how often do you talk to your parents? Once every week, day, month?
Are you doing Twitter polls in my stream?
No, I'm doing
polls
on your stream, like right now.
Okay.
It's so weird when people are like, "Yeah, I talked to my mom yesterday." And, you know, it's even weirder when motherfuckers are like, "Yeah, I called the police because it's like there's a 48-hour limit before there's a missing persons report, and the bitch was at fucking Walmart."
What?
Missing persons report. Like, you have to wait 48 hours before there's a missing persons.
What? Do they still do the milk carton
and
thing?
And then somebody's just, like, out doing stuff.
Who?
But I don't talk to people for years. I'm talking about people in general, human beings, Niall.
Yeah, no, dude, we go months without talking.
Months, years.
Yeah, probably.
I talk to my mom on Twitter. I mean, that's all good.
Do you talk to her? You went back there, did you? How was your little trip home?
No, it was bad. Actually, truthfully, it was bad.
What's that?
Oh, you mean like recently?
Yeah.
Is Shad still here?
Yeah.
Am I gonna get fucking embarrassed when I say this shit?
No, he's gonna take a dump. Well, it depends what it is, dude.
No, I went home to see my parents, and here's the thing. There was a lot of stress built up down in San Diego, and you say, "Oh man, I need to take a fucking vacation." So you take a vacation, you go halfway around the world, and it's like you take all that stress with you. And it's still there with you. So now I'm in my mom's house and I'm fucking puking on the couch and I'm a fucking alcoholic out there. And it's the most embarrassing fucking situation in my entire life. And it's like, oh yeah, because I didn't settle my business before I took a vacation sort of deal. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you couldn't just... Yeah, dude, because like last time I went home, my dad had a shit ton of Guinness in the garage. I drank all of it, and then I got caught, so they all thought I was an alco too. I was just bored.
Yeah, it was just like, yeah, but yeah, you gotta let shit go, man. But then now I have to go back and fucking apologize and be like, sorry, mom.
Your mom's a sweetie pie.
Twitter, though, I don't fucking care.
Your mom's a sweetie pie. She will forgive you.
My mom is peace, man. She's good.
Shad.
I also met Shad's mom and Shad's dad.
Did you?
Yes, I did. And they are both incredibly good people. His dad is funny as hell. And he's got better style than I have. His mom is kind of weird, though. Like, really? Like, that's Shad's mom? Like, that's not some shit you would expect, but she's peace as hell, too. So, okay, well, there you go. And that's the Shad egg. I met your mom, Dad. Yeah, I met Chris's mom and dad. I remember that.
I wonder what you think of my parents.
I'm sure they're good, man. Man, fuck it.
My dad is just me. My mom, she's kind of strict. She's nice, though.
Check this out, Niall.
I'm checking.
Wait, hold on. Where's my Discord app? Look, check this out.
These are the best drawn angel wings of all time.
Sweet. See what I'm saying?
Okay, wait, hold on. News flash. These broads make your couch smell like butt. So no thank you. Wait, which broads? Oh.
No, well, I mean, not that one, but.
Is that how you, wait, what?
Yeah, have you, yeah. Wait, then click it. Yeah, dude. Go back up. Go ahead, yeah, click it again.
I don't know if I'm allowed to. I don't know if I'm allowed to.
Oh, yeah, you can. It's just butt, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I can.
No, click it again. Click it again.
It's on.
No, but click it again.
I clicked it.
Yeah.
What about it?
You like that?
No.
You like cosplay women dressing up?
I do.
I like her tattoos, though. I'll tell you that much. You got clean line work, truthfully.
I definitely like cosplay. I think that's hot as fuck.
Nope. Boo.
What? Really? No way. What? You're lying, dude. What do you like? You like Street Fighter. What if a nice Chun-Li came up to you?
Boo.
And she was like, I haven't gotten fingered in months. She winked at you.
Don't do that, Niall. I don't like that.
Fuck me.
Stop. Don't do that.
Fuck me. Well, am I going to bring your girl voice out? Come on, Snapper's girl voice.
No.
Come out here and fuck me.
No, I can't do it like you can.
Come on, Snapper.
Hold on. No, stop. It's making me and I guarantee Shad uncomfortable. Stop doing that.
I want your girl voice to come out right now.
No, stop it. I swear to God, I will leave this. Please. If you say one more word, I will leave and never come back.
Damn.
Don't do it.
Oh, damn it.
There you go.
I was going to save the best thing for last.
I have headphones on, man. I want to hear that milk shit in my ear.
Can I say one more thing?
Fine.
I want to come on your cock.
I'm going to fucking kill you, dude.
Okay, that's it.
Death threats.
That's that, folks.
Damper, did you actually ever want to kill somebody?
That's a dumb question. You know what? You know why you asked that question? Because you're running out of ideas, and you're curious, and you're bored.
I thought about it before.
Let's be bored. Let's be bored and ask people bored questions.
Like what? You don't make my street.
Where you fucked up though is like, of course everybody wants to kill somebody. How would you kill somebody?
No, but like there's a different difference between just thinking about it and actually wanting to do it. It's a big difference.
Chad, now let me ask you a question. So, you want to kill somebody? Obviously. No. How would you do it without anybody knowing? Think about it.
I think a good way to do it is, you know how people...
No. Think about it. Think about it.
I know exactly why, because I have thought about it before.
But think really good.
I know exactly.
Don't fuck up. Don't fuck up.
And I didn't get caught neither.
Okay. I didn't get caught neither.
I'd say like, you know, burn the remains. Put like an incinerator in your basement or some shit.
No, shut up. Okay.
It's truthfully one of the easiest ways would just be drive somewhere where you usually aren't and just pull out a Glock and shoot a guy and then drive away. Like nobody would ever trace the crime.
Wait, stop. So you're talking about just killing a random person?
Yeah, that would be the easiest thing. Like, I would never do it, but like that would be the easiest.
Oh, so you're just getting away with it. Stop, man! You're just trying to satiate your fucking murderous intentions. Well, no, yeah, obviously, you could just shoot somebody in the face randomly, and there you go. Okay. So if you knew hypothetically, if you wanted to kill me and dispose of my body, what would you do? So you could totally get away with it. What would you do?
I know I could totally get away with it.
No. You have to be honest. Be honest now. I'll tell you, I'll go first, okay?
All right, you go first.
Okay, so I have two options, right? Okay, so first option is you're already dead, and I would take you out into the ocean in a little rowboat all the way out to the ocean.
But how am I already dead? How did that happen?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, I shot you in the mouth or something like that. But you're already dead, and I'm taking you all the way out to the ocean, middle of the ocean.
But where would you shoot me without anybody noticing? Because if you shoot me here, Mick's probably going to know.
In your house. So I'm going to shoot you and bring you all the way out to the ocean.
You have to kill Mick, too.
Yeah, well, I'll do that, too. And a little rowboat. And then in the middle of the ocean, I'll just, like, put you down in the ocean. Just with little cinder blocks tied to your feet. And then, you know what? I'm just going to sit there and be like, oh, I'm stranded at sea. And nobody would ever be the wiser.
There's a lot of margins of error there. Someone could be at the lake. Someone could hear the gunshot in the apartment. You'd have to kill the entire block. There's a lot of margins of error there.
Okay. Here's the best. Okay, if I personally, me, wanted to kill you, Shad, right? I would invite you to a hotel party. And then we would be up on the roof of the hotel, like Hitman 6, Chapter 1. And we'd be sitting up there dancing like fucking whatever. And then as you were drinking, I would just push you over the edge. And you would fall 19 stories and die. And then I would say, oh, that was fucked up.
Here's some margin of error for you. I would tell people, obviously, where I'm going. Like, people who would ask me where I'm going. Like, Mick, where are you going?
Oh, no. There's no margin of error there. You fucked up and you slipped and you're a bad dancer. Plus you were wearing these weird Italian shoes that don't have any tread on the bottom. Dude, I have this all figured out.
All right. Here's how I would do it and get away with it too.
Okay, no, but you have to super get away with it though.
I'd get away with it perfectly. I'd wait a few years and let the drinking and cigarettes do it for me. Roasted.
Ooh.
Wait,
yeah, dude. Yeah. Oh, dude. Wow. He got you.
Oh. All right. Well, could you guys please speak for a second while I take a step outside and get a breath of fresh air on that one?
You got to come up with the best comeback ever when you get back, though.
Excuse me?
What'd you say? It's got to be the best comeback of all time when you come back.
Oh, so, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, it would be the best comeback of all time if I waited another 30 years for cirrhosis and lung cancer to kick in. But yeah, by all means.
Also, Shad, you know, partakes in both too, so he partakes in the ciggies.
And
yeah.
It'll hit him too. You're not getting off scot-free.
Are you saying you like smoking is bad for you? Thank you for the update.
No, I said you're like the rest of us, Shad. You'll die of it too.
No, I'm gonna die sooner or later. I think I'm gonna die of it. But
Shad, I was missing like earlier. Me and Niall playing a game where it's like, yo, could you sketch these characters from memory? And I said, wait, hold up. I said, what'd I say? I said Popeye. I said Betty Boop. And then I said, who's that big titty bitch from fucking Roger Rabbit?
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit, yeah. I said her. And we almost fucking nailed Jessica Rabbit. So you sit and watch Niall. I need another character, though.
John Shad is the angel. He is.
Yeah, but it's boring.
Yeah, it is kind of boring.
Do something new.
Yeah, okay. Do something new.
Okay.
Save that one, but do something new.
I'm not saving this fucking piece of shit.
No, don't do that. Save it.
Okay.
Save it. Look at it tomorrow morning. Now, new character. Oh, wait. Hey, Niall, have you ever seen that movie Cool World?
No. Sounds cool, though.
Yeah, no shit.
What's Cool World about?
Have you ever seen a wait? No, hold on. Have you seen Chippendale's Rescue Rangers? Could you please stop smoking crack for like 2 seconds? Shad, pick a character.
I did. I saw Chippendale many years ago.
Now fuck Chippendale. Shad. Female character, go.
Female character for Niles to draw out of memory.
But here's the thing. Here's the game, right? So you pick the character, but then we have to give him hints the whole time to make it work.
But then you gotta pick one that Niall doesn't really look like know so well what it
No,
looks
man,
like.
I'm bad at it even if I do know.
No, it's fine. Yeah, pick a female character. Yeah, wait, hold on, I'll go. Let's see here. Not even a female character, let's see here. Yeah, hey, Niall.
What?
This ain't female. Draw the Incredible Hulk without looking at pictures.
That one's easy.
No, it's not.
That one's easy.
So then what you do is you look at a picture. He can't look at a picture, but you have to describe what it looks like. All right, so he's screaming.
You already fucked up now.
Did I?
Yeah, he's not screaming.
No, he's not screaming. He's got.
I'll make him scream.
His ears are way too big, dude.
Shit.
Yeah, you fucked up.
You didn't give me any hints yet. You said he's screaming.
Okay, so he's screaming. He's screaming at Iron Man.
Wait, so that means I have to draw Iron Man too?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. All right, well, man. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Oh, wait, no, stop. Erase all that shit.
No, man.
No. I have a good idea. Erase all. Trust me.
Okay.
That's good though. That's a good like a album cover for the Gorillaz album. That's fucking garbage.
Anyway. Okay. No, thank you for that compliment.
Now, draw. You know that bitch from Thor Ragnarok that's got all the swords coming out of her head and shit.
Yeah, dude.
Dude,
her from fucking memory. Go.
I haven't seen it, dude.
Well, you're gonna have to fucking do it from memory.
Okay. Well, I'll give her some sexy. Is she sexalicious? I'd assume she is.
Hold on. Bitch.
No, that's not gonna. That won't work.
From Thor.
I'll give her some fucking sexalicious eyeballs.
Oh no, that like works. This. Bitch from Thor. Yeah, that's totally fine.
Look at that.
I drew her too.
Did you draw her?
I think she did.
I'll look at your one after. I don't know. I'm just doing some. I assume she's sexalicious, right?
No, that's your opinion, man.
Dude, I haven't seen her. I haven't seen the movie. I don't have an opinion. You got to describe her, don't you?
Okay. Well, fucking delete that then. God.
God. Fuck it. Okay. What is it?
Okay. So draw Daredevil.
Which Daredevil?
The Daredevil that is Daredevil.
Ben Affleck version.
Okay.
Ben Affleck version.
Ben Affleck version. Okay.
What do you have against Ben Affleck version, dude?
I'm just gonna draw Ben Affleck.